Well, happy Monday to you. My name is Ed Travers. I'm the teaching pastor of Life Point Westerville, and I just want to welcome you to the podcast today. This past week at all of our campuses, we've started a new series called Rebel, and we're looking at the life of Jacob. And in that series, we've been talking about the idea that God's perfect plan of redemption includes imperfect and broken people. Jacob is a great example of that. He is the one who, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God used to, make the family that of Israel. And through that family line would come the Messiah, where you and I are blessed today because Jesus came to, save us from our sins. But you wouldn't think that God would use a guy like Jacob, who, if you look closely at his life, you realize that he's really imperfect, has a lot of brokenness, even in his family. Early on in Genesis 25, you realize that it says that between the twins, Jacob and Esau, it says Isaac loved Esau and Rebekah loved Jacob. That little thing there even can cause a lot of problems and dysfunction in families. But what I want to talk about today is about the story in Genesis 25, 29 through 34, where it says that Esau came in and was famished. Jacob was making a stew, and Esau was so eager to have the stew, he was so in need of immediate gratification, that Jacob tricked him into selling his birthright. Now, the birthright was something that was given to the firstborn. There were rights he had. Later on in Genesis, you see that, or even in Deuteronomy, you see that the firstborn was given a higher portion of the inheritance. But here's Jacob actually tricking his brother into giving it up. And Esau said, "What do I care about my birthright? I would just rather have the stew. I'm famished." He sold his birthright for stew. And I think the thing about that is that it's so easy for you and I to be tempted by the immediate need for gratification of our desires. The desires are God-given, but when sin comes into our life, when that's part of us, it actually corrupts our desires. And sometimes one small desire and the need for immediate gratification can be the thing that changes the course of our life. I told this story this past Sunday of a close relative of mine, my brother, and I. When we were young kids, there was an open door to something in our teenage years that we both chose to walk through. And for me, through the mercy of God, God protected me from that, but it led my brother into a decade long of addiction. God is still using his life, but God had to save him from, from this addiction. And it took even though that God has made him now where he's clean and, he's serving God with his life, that one decision of immediate gratification actually turned his life into 10 years of turmoil. And even the scars of those things are still in his life. So it doesn't mean that if you're out there today and you know that you've given into the stew, you've sold out to the stew that's in your life, it doesn't mean that God won't use you. But you must turn to him and understand that that God will use you even in the midst of your brokenness. It doesn't say that we won't have scars from those things, but it's clear that God uses broken people to accomplish his perfect plan. So I would say that if you're here today listening to the podcast, I would say that, listen, you just talk to God and say, "God, protect me from the decisions I've made that have turned out, for the wrong," and submit those to the Lord and tell him, "God, use me in spite of that." And if you're here and you've always felt protected from even some of the bad decisions you've made, then it's a time for you to remember that you didn't make great choices. God protected you. And this would be a time for you to just thank God for giving you grace and mercy in your life. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and I hope that you have a fantastic week.